You have arrived at the Iglesia Vella, the old church of Les Coves de Vinromà. This is probably a good moment to offer you an explanation to help understand what you are seeing. Just between us, I bet you're asking yourselves, what is this? Please stand in the middle under the pointed arch on the cream-colored wall. You will note that this is unlike any church you have ever seen. Part of the missing temple was where you are now standing. Yes, this temple has suffered innumerable mutilations throughout its history, and there are many stories to tell. Before becoming the town's temple, it was the mosque, facing towards the noonday sun, that was used for prayer by the inhabitants of the former Muslim farming settlement before the reconquest. The fact is, the ground upon which you stand is the origin of Les Coves de Vinromà. Let's go back, way back, to the conquest of Jaume I as he swept through the lands of Valencia, as all the towns and their peoples gradually capitulated before his advance. Jaume I made use of a clever strategy. He cut off the north of the province of Castellón from the city of Valencia by conquering Borriana. This is how he managed to annex the small Moorish towns. And this was almost certainly the case with Les Coves de Vinromà. Upon the mosque they found, they built the first church in order to lay down the faith in the newly acquired lands. The mosque was eliminated under a typical medieval urban plan, leaving no stone placed upon stone, except for the foundations. And on this site, the first church of the town was hastily built. This process was common enough to be given its own architectural definition. These churches are referred to as churches of reconquest. This church is in fact referred to in different documents from as early as 1248. They speak of visits from the Archbishop of Tortosa, orders from the Order of Calatrava, and even the dreaded taxes. A part of the money collection by the tax services was dedicated to the maintenance of the temple. The church once extended along the entire street, reaching the houses behind you. Keep in mind that between the end of the church and the rest of the houses, there must have been a narrow path through which a sad, pitiful cart could pass. We ask you now to pay close attention. On the right side, between the doors and the building marked Unión Obrera, the point of an incomplete semicircular arch stands out. This would surely be the entrance to the building on one of its sides. In other words, this marked the town limits on one side, since on the other side, where the park is located, was the municipal cemetery. The church had a long evolution. Its very construction seems to have taken forever. The first construction had a rectangular floor plan and a wooden roof. Later, more resistant arches were incorporated in order to give greater consistency to the structure. By well into the 16th century, the wooden ceiling was replaced by the fabulous ribbed vaults hidden in its interior. In case you haven't done the math, this building has been standing for over 700 years. The temple was dedicated to the Virgin of the Aurora and to San Pedro. Let's talk for a moment about San Pedro. A curious detail is that on the left side of the temple, part of the building stands out, like a square room. It is not that the architects of the time did not know how to draw a straight line. Rather, when the Order of Montesa exercised power, one of its masters, Pere de Tos, ordered the creation of a chapel dedicated to San Pedro. That part of the building that sticks out is where it was built. Try to contact the town hall and organize a visit. You will be fascinated by the interior. It's like traveling back directly to the Middle Ages. There are beautiful ribbed vaults that run through the entire room, tempera paintings, and an important collection that has been recovered of small decorative sculptures that once adorned the temple. Unfortunately, that is all we have left. everything that war and the ravages of time could not destroy. Yes, slowly the folks of the town began to refer to the church as old. It fell into disuse and disrepair. By the 1920s, the church was practically abandoned. During the Civil War, Les Coves de Vinromain suffered the brunt of a fierce confrontation between the two warring factions. Such was the ferocity of the combat that a machine gun nest was even installed inside the church, for which the vault itself had to be drilled. A disaster. So the church got the worst of it. The presbyterium was seriously damaged, and years later it had to be dynamited to prevent it from collapsing, just like the whole area where you are now standing. Over time, it became nothing more than a lot, littered with rubble, and later, a warehouse, until finally political action brought about the restoration of its interior, its refurbishment, and its current cultural use. Even weddings have been held inside. And of course, if this is the old church, then that must mean there is a new one. And that one you should not miss. We're waiting to tell you more at our next point of interest, so check the map.